flag because we want people to always remember and never forget the innocent victims. Americans just like you and I who lost their lives at the hands of terrorists almost 10 years ago. That flag that you see, like any flag, has 13 red and white stripes, a blue field of 50 white stars. But what's important is when you salute that flag, you're paying homage and tribute to every million American men and women who made the supreme sacrifice of their own lives since the days of George Washington, protecting our country and defending our freedom. And I stand here very proud to be the spokesman for that flag, and also to be the voice of the victims and their families, and all the firefighters and the police officers in New York City, because I was one of the few survivors of the collapse. And I am not a hero. The heroes don't get to tell their story. I tell the story of the heroes in the cemetery tonight. And I know there's a lot going on tonight, and there's a very important message that I deliver everywhere I go when I travel around the world. One of my next stops is going to be South Africa, where I speak at Nelson Mandela University. And I know it's nice to stand up here, especially on the 235th birthday of the United States of America, a country that has come a long, long way. And it would be nice if I could stand here and say that the United States is the greatest country in the world, but there's people here tonight that have come from other countries, and I don't want to sound arrogant or pompous. I don't want to alienate anybody. I don't want to be disrespectful. So I will not say that the United States is the greatest country in the world, but what I will always say is there's no other country in the world that has ever done it better than the United States of America.
That's right.
None of us here today, or anybody listening to me around the 50 states of the United States, should be embarrassed to say, I am proud of this country.
And
I just want to say thank you once again for being a part of history with the Patriot flag, and God should bless all of you always and always. Thank you.
Certainly on this night, as Joe said, we are all proud to be an American.
That's
what it means to be able to be here and have all of you be with us.